Welcome to this episode of Reddit Guy. The subreddit we will listen to today is called r/talesfromtechsupport. Our first post of this episode comes from Philosophucker and it's titled Consider What You Are Asking. Background: I am part of a 4-person team providing IT support for a spa manufacturing company. My role is doing whatever it takes. The culture can be described in a word: chaos. Today I got stopped by a frequent flyer on my way back from a harrowing journey regarding a minor issue on the factory floor. Let's call him Dollar B. Now Dollar B is a nice guy, lovable even. He is the lead spa technician and heads the department in charge of fixing broken hot tubs. I see him a lot because he has a knack for breaking or resetting the most hardy of mobile phones and forgetting credentials. Dollar B is a hard worker and after being at this place for almost 3 years, I am determined to help make him even better. Sometimes, all that takes is getting him to slow down and listen to himself. Dollar me, what's up, man? Dollar B, okay listen, can we get Dollar customer service person access to a color printer? She prints off pictures of the spa in black and white and I can't see what's going on in them. At the mention of color printer, he can feel the heat radiate from my body and his scouter starts behaving erratically. He grins. Dollar me, Dollar B, yeah I can't see where the leak is when it is black and white. Dollar me, oh so she is handing you pictures that the customer is emailing in. Dollar B, yeah, and the black and white is no help. Dollar me, so why is she printing them? Dollar B, what do you mean? Internally, I know he can do this, it's right there. Dollar me, why is she printing pictures that she received via email? Dollar B, so I can see. Oh, she can just send him to me. This is why you are the man. Dollar me. Both of us laughing at this point. Yeah man, that should work a bit better for you. Now we're thinking. The next post from Dunakius is titled The Borrowed Mouse That Won't Work. So I was off work one day. Our department runs 7 days a week. I get copied on this support ticket out of sheer hilarity. I thought it was a prank until I got back to work and heard that Jay did in fact have issues with his mouse. So with me being out, Jay calls in a support ticket, his mouse isn't working. The mouse that he borrowed from me because it was my day off and my mouse is a lot better than his mouse. Try turning your computer off and back on again. Didn't work. Is your mouse wired or not wired? Wired? Can you try unplugging the wire and seeing if it's plugged in wrong? They use this one to get people to check and see if it's plugged in or not. It's plugged in. Okay, I flagged your workstation as out of service. It will be 90 to 120 minutes until we can send a tech down. The tech finally gets down and looks at Jay's workstation. This mouse isn't working. Isn't it for this other computer? Dunakius said I could borrow his mouse when he was off, yeah but. It's still plugged into that other computer. This mouse that's still plugged into your computer is working just fine, and yeah. That's one of the support tickets that they couldn't fix with Zoom. TLDR. Jay borrows my mouse and never changes what it's plugged into, then puts in a support ticket because it won't work. The next post from Jelly Kitty Cat is titled Helped an older friend make a Word document. They had trouble with basic file recognition. Dot. I helped an older family friend make a formatted letterhead in Word. I embedded an image in the email text body showing what it should look like with a brief description, since Word is weird and likes to mess with image formatting between different versions, and then attached the Word document like normal to the email. I get an angry, confused phone call 10 minutes later. I can't edit it. It's opened in some weird program. Help. I'm feeling a bit confused since they should at least be able to edit it in Word, even if the formatting was weird. After a little bit of troubleshooting, I worked out they had saved the image, thinking it was the document and was confused as to why they couldn't add text to it. I had to very slowly and carefully redirect them back to the email to save and open the correct file, which was fine of course. The next post from PockyPimp is titled Almost Fits. Dot. The story of, but it fits, reminded me of one I experienced. Many moons ago I worked copy, print and we had a large format color printer. A big HP inkjet that could print on 36 inches wide rolls of paper. This printer took 4 ink cartridges, CMYK and it had 2 different ink systems. One for regular ink, great for printing on paper and UV ink, great for banners and such that it'd be exposed to the sun. The ink cartridges were big, about 10 inches long, 1.5 wide and 5 inches tall. On the back of each cartridge was 2 metal and rubber ports where they would plug into the feed lines to the print heads. Most importantly, they were keyed at the bottom, each color and type had a different plastic notch. To swap ink systems, you had to open the back of the machine up, flip some latches, and the entire ink system from cartridge slots to print head holder came out. You can see where this is going already. While I was on vacation, two of the guys I worked with decided to swap out one ink set for another. I can't recall why, it's well over a decade ago. When the cartridges didn't fit, they forced them in. This of course meant the two ports didn't line up properly, plastic was snapped, and the machine apparently leaked a good amount of ink out of it. So the help desk was engaged. It's determined that the part is broken and a new one will be sent out at the location's cost. Everything is agreed upon by management. This all happens before I return from vacation. Here's where it becomes my tech support issue. I get back, I'm told why the machine is broken and what is being done to repair it. So I keep an eye on things, waiting for the tech to show up or for the machine to be fixed when I come in one day. A few weeks go by, each week I contact our help desk, who looks up our ticket, sees that they've contacted HP and says they'll follow up. Now my manager is getting upset because we're turning away work or sending it out to another location, so we're losing a cut of the money. I call the help desk again and get the "we'll follow up" answer again. I relay the info to the manager, who then emails the district manager, the DM had been in the loop since week 2, and the regional manager. The next day I get a call from HP. They apologize for the delay. Something went wrong on their end and they lost the order or something like that. As they've now blown past the SLA for the repair, they're sending a tech out tonight. The tech is going to go to the airport to pick up a replacement part and drive to our location to install it. I can't remember what the SLA was, but I know our service was weekdays, normal business hours. I believe to make up for the error, they also dropped the charges for the repair and replacement parts. Sure enough, about an hour later, I get a call from a tech verifying that we'd be around to let him in. I let him know we're a 24/7 business, someone will be here for him. He showed up around 7 p.m. with the box for the replacement ink system and some parts. He had come up from Orange County, we were in Los Angeles, and he proceeded to take our machine apart, clean up the mess inside, replace the broken parts, and install the new ink system. The next post from Lucky Irvin is titled High Risk. So I came up on my primary duty alone for the first time. I'd had a 4-hour training session with my boss. He was an excellent trainer, I had a ton of confidence in him. So as I prepared the thruster for this vibration test, I realized I could not find the 3mm spec bolts. I needed to bind the $750,000 100-pound thrust Apogee rocket engine to the magnesium mount I had already bound to the vibration machine, think giant pissed-off bass driver, with dozens of quarter-inch bolts. The thing about this 100-pound thruster that weighs about 10 pounds, if it works as sold, customer would earn $15 billion via their big fat comm satellite over the next 15 years. I'm looking at $15 billion, and the folks that hired me for this task have a perfect flight record. No in-flight failure, ever. They built 100-pound engines for Apollo, 25-pound and 900-pound for Shuttle, hundreds of geostationary engines. They are the very best. And now I had to call boss and ask about the 3 bolts I could not find. Took me 5 different job applications across 20 years, 3 in the last year, to earn this job. I had found a way to work with my heroes. Now I expected to be fired. My job was to protect the thruster from the many dangers of vibration testing. I failed step 1. Boss was tight and true, never heard him shout, always calm and cool and magnificent in his leadership. We got our hands on 3 bolts good enough, passed vibe, and continued the legacy. The next post from Airborne S2000 is titled "What OU is the local admin account in?" First time post, a short one. TLDR, system engineer called tech support to ask what OU the local admin account was in. Details, a couple of months ago, one of our classrooms was repurposed as a lounge, instructors, sailors needed a place to relax, and all the computers were removed. Fast forward 2 months, and the instructors realized the remaining classrooms were insufficient for all the training ongoing, so all the computers need to go back. Thankfully, my boss supported me when I indicated that the tech support office shouldn't be involved with the effort, since the repurposed classroom was never contractually our problem. US military contracts are odd beasts, so the in-service engineering office was detailed to put the classroom back together. We never shut off the switch ports for the room, so this should be easy, right? Right. A couple of the machines wouldn't come back on the network, because one of the engineers didn't bother to read the labels on the hard drives and ensure the workstations were put back together with the correct drives. Edit. I wrote this on the fly and credited Sticky Mac as the culprit preventing network access. In fact, it would have been that a hard drive swap was too significant a hardware change, prompting MS Active Directory, AD, to drop the workstation from the domain. Senior engineer drops by to tell me they can't get a couple of the systems on the network. I ask if he logged on to check connectivity, etc. He responds that he can't log on, so he can't check connectivity. Me, with local admin. Engineer, I don't know the local logon. Me, local admin is less than redacted greater than, password should be less than redacted greater than engineer. Okay, I'll try that. 10 minutes pass, the phone rings engineer. What is the OU of the less than redacted greater than account? Facepalm, edit. Change part where I discussed sticky Mac instead of AD rejection. Today's last post from Dunakius is titled You Need Wi-Fi to Connect to the Server, and a Wi-Fi dongle isn't a USB storage device, honest. Dot. This happened a while ago. How long? Not going to say. What industry? Not going to say. But the entirety of the office's existence is generating TPS reports and writing checks and or sending direct deposits. It's not payroll. It's TPS reports. And the checks aren't payroll checks, they are, for recalled, party balloons. The pay for this well, bit show, is remarkably good. We are under tents and set up on folding tables. Screw you COVID for forcing us outdoors. 7:30 a.m. on a day that ended in Y. Okay everyone, if you're not set up and good to write reports, print the signed payment agreements, please let me know so I can help you get set up. I help a few people get logged on and help folks get set up, diagnose an unplugged power strip ECT. Wow, what do you know, I have time to go get a coffee. 8 a.m. rolls around and the first angry customer shows up to get their recalled balloon checks. I get the first irate customer at my desk and I start to work on his TPS report. Can I get some help? I can't upload my TPS report, Q asks everyone. I know it's intended to be asking me for help. To put some of this in context, Q is somewhere in age between my dad who retired 5 years ago and my long-dead grandfather in age. I'm filling out Mr. Smith's TPS report, pass the customer over to someone else and give me 5 minutes and I'll come help, so I finish Mr. Smith's TPS report and get up to look at Q's computer. I hit the giant link on his desktop for the web app to import TPS reports and, no joy, no internet. I look at his network and, no network connection. La joy, I go into it and, no wireless networks available. So the next thing I do is start looking for the idiot switch for switching off the Wi-Fi. I've seen that issue before, heck, I've done that more times than I can count and it's an honest mistake. Yeah, this ancient crap box doesn't seem to have an idiot switch. I go into Device Manager to look for a wireless car driver issue. And, no wireless devices. Period. None zip nada. I push out a quick email to the boss. Hey boss. QS computer won't work out here without a Wi-Fi dongle. You've spent enough time trying to get QS uploader to work. Just get back to work and let tech support team view his computer, okay. So I call next in line in the socially distanced bullpen of a queue of POED customers and start taking down his information for the party balloon warranty and start filling in the TPS report. After about half an hour of tech support trying to help Q get TeamViewer working, he finally gets the all clear to go into the building with the computer to walk to IT and get him to look at the computer. About 10 minutes later, Q comes back and sits down with his computer. He plugs in a Wi-Fi dongle and starts his laptop up. He takes the next angry customer in line and gets to work. Surprisingly, everything runs well for about an hour. The supervisor walks up and says, "What the heck are you doing, Q? No USB storage allowed for any reason. These computers have sensitive balloon warranty information on them," and she pulls the Wi-Fi dongle out. "I'm just using what IT told me to use to fix it." Q tells her, "IT knows the rules, IT made the rules. This is a serious breach." I decide to open a giant can of worms and remind the supervisor of a certain policy. Don't you have to have him escorted to CyberSec and HR on a first offense due to the sensitive nature of the customer data on the TPS reports? Who knew that party balloon warranties were so sensitive of documents? I had a very productive hour or so until they both came back outside.